Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very interesting and informative hadith, which has been narrated and transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about something that, you know, a lot of us are somehow or another afflicted by it. Some of us more than others, especially a lot of us in third world countries. You know, we see that a lot of people in, you know, these kind of places, especially uneducated people, you know, they become afflicted with this. And this is drawing evil omens. What does that mean? That means basically this, that when, like, let's explain this in the form of an example. Let's say that, you know, you wake up in the morning, get ready to go to work, you put on your clothes, you're ready to go to work, everything's fine. And you step outside and, you know, a black cat runs in front of you. And you take that as an evil omen or as a sign of bad luck. So you go back in your house and take off your clothes, you call in work, and you say, hey, I'm sick, I can't come in today. Right? A lot of times it's, people, you know, say, you know, a crow is bad luck if a crow calls out. Or, you know, a lot of different cultures have associated different things with bad luck and, evil omens. The Prophet in this hadith and in similar hadiths to this, he kind of scorns this and he reprimands the people who do these kind of things. The Prophet said, "He who is driven by an evil omen to abandon fulfillment of his need," like the example that we gave. This person needs to go to work. He needs to go to work so he can earn money, so he can provide for himself and his family and those who are dependent on him. But because of this, he's seen something which he takes for bad luck or as an evil omen, he decides to abandon going to work because of that. The Prophet said, "This person has indeed associated something with Allah." You know, meaning he has committed an act of shirk. Allah has told us that, you make an effort to go out and, you know, work and seek sustenance and risk, and I will provide for you. But instead of that, listening to Allah here and trusting in Him and His promise to us, we are, assuming that this, whatever this creature is, that crow or that black cat, you know, can overpower Allah and, you know, somehow prevent him from helping us and, you know, ruin our day or whatever it is. This is actually an act of shirk. In a similar hadith, the Prophet has been narrated as having said, "He who leaves his home intending to travel, then returns because of an evil omen, has indeed disbelieved in what has been revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." This is, another instance of the same thing. Somebody wants to go somewhere, he wants to make a trip, but he sees something that he takes as an evil omen or as a sign of bad luck, and he decides to forego and relinquish his trip and his journey. This is, again, an instance of shirk, and it is something wrong. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the evil omen and drawing evil omens in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.